Before we get into today's episode, our Priced and Profitable Bootcamp for Airbnb hosts kicks off on Monday, May 4th. The community is already open and training one starts Monday, and it is just $49.
Yeah, this is less than one night booked at your property. You spend that on a throw pillow, guests kick onto the floor.
Okay, I don't kick it on the floor, Sarah. I at least place it on the floor.
Well, you know there's some guests that do.
I know.
Okay, so spend it on your pricing strategy, and it pays back on every single booking going forward. The link is in the show notes. Hit pause, grab your seat now, then come on back to this episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
What did you say? I didn't say a word. It was weird. It didn't
You
come
said
out.
Something.
I don't know what it was. I think we have to do it over.
No, I think we're going to let it go.
Okay.
I think that was...
Like, I just had word salad.
She just got back from traveling. She's got to warm back up into things.
Ice shake and espresso. I don't know what that... If someone can make out what that word was, let us know.
I can't wait for the transcription to tell us what that was.
It'll be good.
Okay. Well, let's start this episode off like we do each and every week. And that is featuring, yes, one of you, our incredible listeners. But we're going to be... I'm not going to lie. We're going to showcase our incredible clients more and more because the stories, the transformations that are coming from our clients...
The financial wins.
Yes. They are so good.
So today,
and they deserve a shout out.
On SDR Share, we are going to share hosted guest, and we're going to share one specific property that she has. It's the Saltwind Cottage. So if you go to Instagram, it's at hosted guest. And what I want to share is this property is from Amy. She is a strategic host you're going to meet on this episode. This is she is the heart behind Hosted Guest LLC. It is a full service vacation rental management company that puts guest experience first. And what I want to share on this exact property, it is Amy's property,
meaning she owns it,
yes,
right?
Yes, she owns this. It is 1780s cottage on the Cape. It was actually transported from Nantucket. So you on a Nantucket barge. So you are stepping into real history the moment you arrive. But what we really love about what she's done is she's updated it for the modern traveler and their needs without losing the charm.
It's so good.
And some of those charming parts are wide pine floors, a clawfoot tub, and wood ceilings. But the layout and amenities make it incredibly functional for her guests. And we want to share some of the highlights. 3 king bedrooms. So everyone that's staying can have a luxurious sleep. A fully fenced-in yard for pups, for families with young children, a large kitchen island, banquet dining so people can gather, and the best part, easy access to the Cape Cod Rail Trail, which is right behind the home. So she is just firing on all cylinders when it comes to those amenities. And I want you to, what I love is we kind of bullet pointed. We've been asking a lot of strategic hosts recently, what do you love about your house? Boom. I want you guys to do that homework assignment of right now, what do your guests love about your house? Actually, that's a better question to ask. What are they saying? And I want you to be able to do that pitch and rattle it off. Bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. You all are sleeping on amazing, amazing properties. We've got to learn how to market them better. So check out at Hosted Guest and scroll through. This is just one of the many homes. We just wanted to highlight one of them.
And that's who our guest is today. We have Amy Rocco on the podcast. She's got an incredible story. She joined us. We met her last September 2025. And you are going to get so many tactical, tangible tips for your own business with this interview with Amy. And you're also going to be incredibly inspired because Amy already had a fantastic business. And to find incredible growth when you've already got such a great business is also exciting, right? Knowing that 2026 can be a completely different year for you. So Amy, like Annette said, is the owner of Hosted Guest, a short-term rental management company in Marblehead and Cape Cod, Massachusetts. She has a fine arts degree from the University of Connecticut, and she spent 14 years, and you're going to learn more about this in the episode, in the wedding business. Get ready to hear who one of her first clients was, a celebrity. However, once she realized that she could parlay both her design degree and her hospitality skills into managing short-term rentals, like many of us, she never looked back. And now she manages 17 properties, and she's got some goals for this year to increase that number in the North Shore and Cape Cod region of Massachusetts. And she prides herself on creating five-star experiences for her guests. So anyone out there like myself who goes to the Cape annually, regularly, you got to get this, you know, Amy's properties on your must look at list.
Must book.
You're right. Yes. Must book list because they are so cute. So without further ado, let's chat with Amy. Amy, welcome to the show. I am so excited to dig into your story. You have to take us all the way to the beginning. Your first endeavor. What got you started on your entrepreneurial journey?
So I was working as the art director for an agency at the time. My degree was fine arts. And so I graduated. I always wanted to be creative, but I wasn't sure the avenue that really I wanted to pursue for a long time. So I was the art director for publishing. Well, art director for an ad agency. And I was doing a lot of work for them and really the front of the business. So I was working with a lot of clients. Mm. The director or owner of the business realized that all of the connections were with me. And so she served me with a non-compete. And she said, you got to sign this or you have to leave. And I said, how much notice do you need? And she said, can you give me a month? And she said, really, are you going to leave and rather than sign this? I said, yeah, I'm not going to sign this. This is my name. And I didn't agree to do this when I came on. So I gave my notice and went home and pretty much just sat in my living room and said, I just quit my job. And I decided, and my father's always been my mentor. He's always been the person who's kind of pushed me to do things beyond what I thought I was capable of. And when I called him and told him I quit my job, he said, well, you've always wanted to start your own thing. Now's the time. You've got no better excuse. So that's when I launched Hot Coffee Creative. And I got into my own thing. And then I got married in 2001. The economy kind of hit the fan. So I decided, you know, at the time, when I was planning my wedding, I had been building this website to make it easier for my guests to find all the details about my wedding.
And what year was that again?
That was 2001.
2001, okay.
So it was 2001 that I was planning that. And I said, you know, I've got these skills. I'm just going to put it out there so they know where to go. And I can just create links to reservations and everything and put pictures about us and our story and everything. And at the time, the only other company really doing this was the one page, yep. You know, scroll all the way down thing. So I created this website and everybody started going to it. And they're like, Amy, you should create a company that does this. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll do that someday. Well, when 2001 hit, and so did the economy, I said, why not pivot and do this? Because all my marketing clients kind of dried up their marketing dollars at the time. So there was no spending on marketing at that time. So I thought, okay, I'll pivot and go to this direction. Launched my company. I had also realized I was pregnant at that time. So I was had a new baby on the way, and I was launching this company. And my husband was really, really instrumental in helping me, too. He's a chiropractor, but he was really instrumental in helping me build boxes, light boxes, because at that time, we didn't have many tools to really showcase what we did. So when we went to wedding shows, I would showcase all these websites on these light boxes and let them know that what we could do. And the company took off. And then in 2004, I caught the attention of Star Jones from The View. And her publicist reached out to me and asked if I would create a special website for her. So I did that. And I worked directly with her, met her in New York a couple of times and launched her website. And then she, in turn, put our company on The View, which really catapulted us. So that was a really, you know, incredible time for us and the company. What I loved working with, one of the reasons I started the company is because I love babies, weddings, hospitality, everything that has to do with taking care of people, you know, monumental times in people's lives, just the aspects of people's lives that make a difference or, you know, had some sort of, you know, effect in their lives. And so I had started weddings, getting into weddings, because I loved working with brides and I loved, you know, hearing about their big moment and their vision and the story of their meeting each other. And I wanted to be part of that. And, you know, I loved making them feel special and like their day, helping them achieve that. So I was working a lot one-on-one with them in the beginning and helping them create these moments. And I just loved hearing the stories at the end of how that website changed everything for them, helped take work off their plate, that kind of thing. And then eventually, this led me to 2015. I was kind of thinking, you know, what else could I do that is kind of in this realm? I kind of felt like I'd run the course with my wedding business and I was ready to kind of shift and try something new. I'd always had this passion for real estate and this passion for design. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to get into that. So I sold my company and I started looking into how I could get into real estate. And my husband and I, my husband was doing real estate on the side anyway. So he pulled me in as his home stager. And so I staged all his homes initially and then realized, hey, you know, I should get my license and help him. So the two of us were doing it together. Being a realtor didn't resonate the way that design did. Like, design really was where my heart was. So I thought, well, what else in the real estate could I get into that might resonate with both the hospitality side, what I loved about weddings, working with brides, helping them achieve something, and then also the design aspect. And short-term rentals kind of came into the picture. And as soon as I started doing it, I just knew this is what I was supposed to be doing. It just felt like it connected all the dots for me. I got to work with people at a time in their life. You know, I'll just give you an example. I just had a guest who she, you know, it seemed like it was just going to be any other guest experience. And she came in and she immediately, when she walked in the door, she said, "Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you." I mean, she was just so sweet from the very beginning. She sent me such a sweet note at the end about how her father's a nurse and her mother's a house cleaner. And she just wanted to give this vacation to them, to thank them for everything that she'd done for them. She was there with them, but it was a moment that she just was so excited about. And she said, it was everything. The little books that you had of history in the area, they spent time going through every single one of them. And it just meant so much to them. And I thought, wow, you know, I didn't know that was going to have such an impact, but hearing that is why I do this. Mm-hmm. Knowing that you've had some impact on something that was really important to her. She really wanted to give back, and that's something that I could help her create.
And we talk about this all the time, Annette and I, elevated reciprocity. And mm-hmm. that woman was so gracious to let you in on how mm-hmm. she was feeling in that moment. But listen, everyone, I want to pause on that. And there are more moments than that where they don't tell us that we've had that impact. And right. we have to continue to know that they are paying attention. We are making a difference just because they don't tell us. And that is just how important our job is as a host. And we can get so wrapped up in the day-to-day because there is so much that goes into creating a great stay. But mm-hmm. I think that's a really great reminder, Amy, that it is so much more than just making sure it's inspected and clean and right. it's the day-to-day, that we are having a really big impact on people's monumental moments, which is what's been driving you from the beginning. Okay, so let's go back to you're working with the real estate agent, you're staging, and you say short-term rentals, quote-unquote, just comes along. Were you an investor first and then you were hosting your short-term rental? Were you designing for other people? What was that first step into short-term rentals?
So I just happened to see a Facebook post about getting into a short-term rental class. And I thought, learning about, management.
Okay.
And I thought, this is something I hadn't really considered before. Maybe I should explore it. So I signed up for that. And it just kind of opened the door to thinking about, where else could this go? What else could I do? How else could I use my skills? And then we bought our first short-term rental ourselves. And that's when I really got to use my design skills and loved and realized that I love creating moments within these spaces. So it wasn't just staging anymore for sale. It was creating moments. And I loved doing that. So that's kind of brought it all together.
And why don't you give everyone the spoiler alert? Where is your company at today? Go ahead and brag because it is impressive.
Thank you. So we ended 2025. Actually, I'm thrilled that you're asking me this question because you guys have really just in getting to know my numbers, you've made me realize like how much of an impact Strategic Host has had on my business. But ending 2025, just short of $1 million in revenue and $997,541. Almost there.
We're going to round up. It's going to, yes.
I told her she's allowed to round up.
I rounded up in our last call, but I'm giving you the hard facts now. So, but right now, I'm already at booked revenue for $570,346. And I'm only April. This is not when I'm getting most of my bookings. April's kind of early in the game. So to look at that number and realize we already have $570,000 in bookings for this year and doing my projections, thanks to Strategic Host and all the tools you've given me, we're now on pace right now for $1.4 million. But that's with doing, that's not with adding any properties or anything that I've been looking to do, which is really what I'm targeting for this year. It's just with the help, what you've given me to implement with what I already have. So that's really what I'm excited about is this is just with what I already have, what we've been able to do. So that's exciting news for us.
No, let's talk about that for a moment and pause since you've been working with us, Amy, since September inside Strategic Host.
Yes.
What was that aha moment? So many hosts come to us and feel like they kind of know it all. They've been doing it for a while. And I would say you're in that avenue. I mean, you had a booming business from the outside, right? Like I'm like, wow, those are impressive numbers. What is something once you joined us that was so like eyes wide open to room for improvement? And when I say improvement, I mean growth and ways for you to continue to profit in your business.
Yeah. Well, I realized a lot of what I was doing was based on instinct. And although I have good instincts, you can't run a business based on instinct. And I really realized how important it was that I understand price labs so I could not panic price. Mm-hmm. And that's what sometimes I was doing was panic pricing. Oh, I don't have a booking. I'm just going to lower my prices. And that's not really the way to run this business. So now that I really fully understand price labs and coming into this, that's really one of my goals was to fully understand that. Now I don't do that anymore. I use the data to help drive my decisions. So if it doesn't look like there's any activity, any interest, then I know it's nothing to do with us. You know, we just maybe need to wait it out. If there is activity and we're not getting anything, could be pricing, but it may just be I need to adjust my hero image or other things with my listing that might help to make an impact. So because of all the tools that Strategic Host have given me, I don't panic now. I'm much more in control of my business and understanding where we're going. But one of the main things that drove me to Strategic Host was that I was at a point in my business where I was growing, but I was 100% in my business, like constantly doing the day-to-day out there, and I was kind of running myself ragged. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to make a change. One, if I wanted to get any bigger, or there was no more of me to give, so I had to do something different. But I also knew that I wanted to get much bigger, and I wanted to do it without getting to the point where I resented my business. So that was a huge eye-opener, realizing I had to let go. Some of the things I thought had to be mine, guest communications, for example, even though I like it, and sometimes I still step into it to be able to touch with certain guests that I want to, for example, the one I talked about earlier, I don't have to anymore. I have someone who can take that for me, so I can do things that are more important for my business to grow.
Can we talk about that? I want to dig into that a little bit more, Amy, because this was something that you were focused on last fall, and correct me if I'm wrong, but even when you knew you had to do it, that taking that first step of finding the person, actually believing they could be as good as you, if not better, with guest communication, you were your own worst enemy in terms of passing that baton. And I think that a lot of people listening can relate to that, because I was that person too, Amy. And that's why I was cheering you on. I was like, I want, because people can tell you that it's possible, but until you go through it yourself, you won't believe it. So I was just hoping that you would keep at it, because I knew it could unlock for you space and and breath and sleep and a great relationship. Because Amy, I know you work so closely with our expert revenue manager inside Strategic Host, Colleen, and she's become this very prominent part of our clients' lives. But that's how I met Colleen, Amy, is she came in and helped me with my business. And I thought I didn't deserve her because she had so much experience, but I had no idea how much she wanted what I had to offer. And so who knows where I'd be without saying yes to that incredible moment? So get back to you. Talk to me about that internal struggle. We talked about you finding the person. How did you interview them? And where are they today? And has it really given you the time you need to grow your business?
Well, I used a tool, a website that Colleen had given me to find her. And I researched and a lot of different resumes and did a lot of different interviews. She honestly was the second interview. And I knew immediately she was the one. But I still kept interviewing because I wanted to make sure I was right about that my gut wasn't, you know, just leading me in a certain direction. And I kept going back to her every single time. And then when I called her back, she's like, I was so hoping that I was going to be the one. This is exactly what I think I want. And she and I have just been on the same page. It's just, I feel like she's my extension. She keeps pushing me to give her more, which, you know, to be honest with you, now I'm kind of searching, like, what else could I give her? Because there are a lot of things I want to give her, a lot of things I want to build. And frankly, I just keep going back to what you said, Sarah, is that sometimes I think I have to do it. And I realize maybe I don't. Maybe I can give this to her.
Amy, share with everyone, what are the things when you were looking for your role? Can you share? This is a really deep lesson for everyone listening. Can you share what you were looking for? And also the title that you gave this team member, because I think it's brilliant. So this is a time, if you're listening, get out your pen and paper, because this will help you with your first hire. So what did you exactly have her take off your plate?
Quick break here, and this one will actually make you more money. If you've been thinking about joining our Priced and Profitable Bootcamp and you have not pulled the trigger yet, Training 1 starts Monday, May 4th, and you have missed nothing. The community is open for you right now to join in. This is the last moment to get in before we go live, and you are on the outside wondering why everyone else is making more money this year. The bootcamp is only $49.
Yeah, that's got 4 live sessions, 2 weeks of support after that. It's the exact framework for knowing what to charge, reading your market, and making pricing decisions you actually trust. By the end of this bootcamp, you will know exactly what to charge for your place next week, next month, and going into your next season. There is no reason to wait. We start this coming Monday. Link is in the show notes. Get in before then.
So guest communications was the thing that I have had a hard time letting go. As I think I've been talking, I like being part of those special moments. I like communicating with my guests, making them feel I'm part of their experience. We also have pretty much all 5-star reviews. My lowest property is 4.93. So I knew that that's a very critical part of the equation, is making sure that you have that connection, that they feel like you hear them and understand. So getting someone to mirror my voice has been a real challenge for me. I've tried it before and it hasn't really worked, but I think I was the problem. I wasn't willing to realize that my role in training that person is just as critical as their willingness or ability to do that job. So I needed, unfortunately, Sarah, you really helped me with this, with the questions to be asking myself of what I need to do to get that you know, set up the experience, the training experience, and get her to be able to communicate the way I need her to, with picking up my voice and being on top of everything. And fortunately, she stepped right into it. I made it very clear to her in the beginning that, you know, shadowing me and watching how I speak to my guests was going to be a really important part. Pick up certain language. I also created a language guide for her so she knew what language was appropriate to use, what we don't use, how, you know, words we and phrases we don't use with our guests, because that's a really important thing. You want to make sure that she can pick up the brand. So to the name that you asked me about, Annette, we named her the Stay Ambassador because she really is in charge of all aspects of the stay in a lot of ways. She's touching on the guest stay, but she's also part of managing my my team. She is heavily involved with working with my cleaners and my inspectors and making sure all the cogs of the wheel come together. So, you know, when I realized, like, well, how could I name her appropriately so that it's not just about guest communications? She's really an integral part of my team. It was the ambassador word seemed to captivate that best of all.
I love that title.
And I think it gets thrown around very flippantly, not only in our industry, but many industries, of just hire a VA and they can take so many things off the plate. And I believe that the way that we frame it for ourselves layers in how we train, respect of that position, the title. Titles matter. A stay ambassador is such a great title versus VA.
I agree, and
not only for them, but for you. So you can repeat that the next time you need to hire someone. You could have a multitude, let's say, quote unquote, VAs, but one could be a stay ambassador. One could help you with accounting. But if the way that you title those individual team members, and I love that you said it too, they are woven into your entire team. And that's what I think you've done, Amy. And I want to guide everybody on this, is you are thinking not only this person in this position, but let's say they move on somewhere else. You have the framework, you have the title, you have that position. And it isn't this, you know, all the plates are spinning, I just need to get somebody in the seat. You are really thoughtful about, this is a team member I want to have for a very, you are operating from the goal of that you will always have that team member, and and taking the care to hire and train them appropriately. What's been the biggest day-to-day for someone that's out there like, I know I need to hire, but I haven't. What has changed the most in your day-to-day life with having the Stay Ambassador team member?
The biggest impact has been letting go of that, so I have time to focus on other things. So I can go out and find other owners to work with, and I can research other opportunities to maybe create a class or a seminar or something like that. It's freeing me up from the day-to-day, so I'm not just working in the business, I'm working on my business. And that really has made a huge difference.
And is it allowing you the time to work on your revenue management so you can get that increase in revenue if you were busy?
100%.
Right? I hear that, of you're being able to take a look and be very diligent with your pricing by having someone else you with some of the other things. Awesome.
For sure.
Amy, is your stay ambassador, is she based in the U.S. or is she based elsewhere?
She's based in Philippines.
In the Philippines. Can we dig into that? Because I think people think someone from another country whose English isn't their first language, there is no way they could understand the English inflection. And I was one of those people until I saw clients prove me wrong. And we now have someone from the Philippines on our team, and she's just incredible. So talk to us about that. And because it's not that... It's understanding English as a first language, those inflections that our guests might use and how your stay ambassador responds to them. Was that difficult? Do you have any tips for anyone out there who wants to employ someone overseas but is afraid of that challenge?
So in my interview process, I actually had them answer in writing an answer to a prompt I gave them. I could tell which ones were using ChatGPT because it was pretty much all the same answer, and which ones took the time to write their own response. And it really made a huge difference for me to be able to see, how do they communicate when they're given an opportunity to do so when they don't know what I'm looking for? So they haven't really met with me yet. And then when I got a chance to interview them, I could hear how they spoke, I got a chance to kind of get an opportunity. How do they think on the fly? You know, what does their instinct tell them to do? And it was all the difference when it came to this particular stay ambassador that I hired, because she did think on her feet very well. She was able to, her instincts were in alignment with what I would choose to do. But I think, yes, there were certain people that I interviewed that wouldn't have been a good match, and maybe their English wasn't as strong. But there were definitely several strong candidates that I could have worked with that had very strong skills. So I too was a little ambivalent about doing that, because I thought, I don't know if they're going to be able to communicate the way I would. But she's doing a phenomenal job. And honestly, she's picked up my voice very quickly. So it's been a win-win all around. And now I wouldn't hesitate.
I love it.
Let's pause and go into, let's talk about strategic host. And can we talk about the environment of being around other hosts?
I love that.
In strategic host. Because Sarah and I, we tell this story often of hosting is very lonely until you find your people. And clearly that's why Sarah and I have been connected since like the first time that we ever started talking about hosting. What has it meant to you to be in a room with hosts that are focused on their business, focused on growth, focused on numbers, and focused on the guest experience? How has that helped supercharge your success?
It's amazing, because we're all at different stages. So you can learn from anyone in the room. It's really incredible to be around other people who are kind of going through the same thing you are, but also some who are either above where you are or you know, are still coming up. You just have so much to share with each other. You know what you're going through. Everyone has a different experience and a different, you know, when you hear someone's story, you learn from that, or you can offer to that. And there's so much camaraderie that is built around that. I think I've gained so much from the community, just jumping on the calls, hearing everyone speak about their experience. Also just seeing how, you know, I'm not alone. You know, there are other people who don't understand this. And I like that, you know, 'cause sometimes I think you expect yourself to know everything, and you maybe come down a little hard when you don't. When you're in a room and you realize, okay, no, I'm not the only one. There are other people who don't know how to do this, and we're kind of all learning. And even someone, you know, who has been in this a couple of years, like I have, maybe more than a couple of years, but several years, you still realize there's so much that you can learn, and from other people in the room, not just the people who are instructing, but there are other people in the room who have a lot to offer. And I think just even from the hardships some of us have gone through, you learn, oh, look at how you overcame that. That's awesome. I'm going to take from that. So it's just been phenomenal. And actually one thing we've done is there's a few of us, I put it out on the chat. I want to start a 5 a.m. club, because I wanted to make a new habit for myself this year. I want to get up at 5 a.m. I want to do my workouts. I want to do my meditation and my audiobook before the day begins. And I knew I needed help with this. So I put it out to the Strategic Host community. Hey, I'm starting this club. Would anyone want to join me? We'll all kind of chime in together just to get motivated at that time in the morning. And there's now like 6 or 7 of us in this group. And every morning we chime in at 5 a.m. and we're like, hey, going for my workout, doing a run, you know, and we all just kind of jump in there and talk and get each other motivated. And to be honest, there are days I don't want to get out of bed. And knowing I have to chime in on that group gets me engaged.
Oh,
so
love
that's
that.
Other hosts that have from this group, and we're all excited. Only then it just makes it even better when we see each other on Strategic Host calls, because now we've kind of gotten to know each other in that capacity too. So that's great.
That's great. Here is one thing that going back to revenue, going back to community, going back to you hiring someone, I think the biggest thing that I'm here, the through line is you continue to bet on yourself.
Yeah, you do.
And through, even through your story at the beginning, Amy, can you just share with everyone listening, why have you continued? Because everything that I hear is a continual investment that you have no idea what that reward could be. Investing in a team member, investing in Strategic Host, investing in Price Labs. What is it, do you think, about yourself why you continue to bet on yourself. What is that thing that, why are you doing, why do you see, Sarah and I are such firm believers in this, but we want to hear from someone else. Why is it important for you to continue to invest in yourself and in your business?
That's a great question. I think what it is, I've always kind of envisioned more for my life. I also want to be a role model for my kids. And I know that there's no limit unless you put a limit on yourself. And so I know if I can just get the right education, if I can just get the right tools, and sometimes it's experimenting and realizing that that's not the right tool or that that's not the right class, but you just keep putting yourself out there and trying something different because something's going to resonate. And I got to tell you, Strategic Host has made such a phenomenal difference in my life. It's been monumental. It's probably, I think I've told you guys this before, I've invested over $30,000 in training because I know training is so critical to growth. You can't know everything yourself. You have to let other people help you get to that next level. And hopefully you're going to make a difference in somebody else's life in the community. And hopefully I've done that in somebody else's life as Strategic Host. But be investing in things like this amazing community, amazing coaching program has just really made such an impact on me and just realizing, wow, you know, yes, I invested a lot of money in all these other things and maybe some of them worked and some of them didn't, but I didn't let that stop me that one of them didn't. So now I'm here. I'm so glad I invested because I can feel a difference. I know I'm changed as a result of this. I know. Okay. So one of the things, I think I mentioned this before, we get homework in our classes and so, you know, we post our homework and I got called out that my homework is being noted. And I think that's something I need. So, you know, someone who's saying I'm watching and I'm paying attention and you matter to me and I want to make sure that you achieve this goal. Those are the kinds of things that I'm looking for because, you know, sometimes it's hard to do that for yourself. It's hard to like, you get bogged down in the day to day and it gets a little overwhelming at times. And you say, okay, I can't let Colleen down. She just noted that I made this goal for myself. I set this goal for myself. So I have to do it. And that's really important. And that's why I keep investing in myself because I know I can't do it alone. I know I have to have other team members, other coaches, other community members that can elevate me and that I can elevate as well. I think that's just a critical part to growth in general in life. And as I said, I want to do this for my kids too. I want them seeing that I won't ever stop learning. So it's important for them to always, always try to discover more.
My last question around this is, you've talked a lot like about your kids, about your husband. Hosting like overflows into Sarah and I, like we used to say, hey, it's part-time, but it's all the time. It is all the time. How have you been able to weave in being a mom, being a property manager, being a wife, being in Strategic Host? How are you weaving all of those things? Because you're doing them all at a top level. How do you make that happen? What is your time management like? Because I know there are so many hosts. That is, overwhelm is the overwhelming word we hear the most. How do you deal with overwhelm as a business owner, as a host, mom, wife, all the titles?
Well, Annette, you actually helped me with this one.
Oh, okay. So I teed myself up.
This is the calendar blocking has really made a huge difference for me. And you helped me kind of implement that. I was doing that already, but not to the level that I am now. And it's really helped to change my life so I can carve out the time for my family, for the things that matter to me, like my morning routine. That was something that I wasn't doing before. I started the year saying, what changes do I need to make to be healthier, to be happier, and to be, you know, to be able to make my business thrive, to grow, you know, emotionally, mentally, everything, and with education. And the books I've been able to read now because I've implemented my 5 a.m. club, oh my God, it's just like every day now, I every week I'm finishing another book. I just read so many books like the Future Self or
Your Future Self Now.
Your Future Self Now. And now I'm reading 10X is Easier Than 2X. And like these are concepts that are just also just adding to my experience, but I did never had time for them before. So the time blocking is saying, okay, I'm gonna start my day at 5 a.m. I'm gonna get my workout done. I'm gonna get my audiobook done and my meditation. Now I don't have an excuse. If this is my time I've slotted for this, I have to wake up and get it done, and then I can start the rest of my day. My kids at night, my kids are everything. I focus 100% on them. Mm-hmm. Yes, occasionally I get on my phone and I have to take handle a guest issue and everything, but they are my focus. My family time is extremely important. My husband too. He's a little bit more understanding because he knows what my business takes to run. But my family is very important to me. So carving out time for them, the time blocking and saying, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. Now that I have my stay ambassador, she can take over some of those nighttime. I haven't given all of them up yet, but I'm at the point now where I'm ready to start letting some of those go. So I have more just dedicated time with my family, and I can take vacations without the stress. To be honest with you, that's been the biggest thing, is being able to say I can go on vacation. Because not being able to let your phone go the entire time, you don't come back rested. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to do that. And I see that as an opportunity I can take advantage of.
It's going to happen for you so soon, Amy, because no one tells you that when you take up hosting. No one tells you that. And this was very real for me. And it's why when I met Annette and we started the Things for Sitting podcast, it's like, we have to tell people that you're going to come up against this overwhelm and this burnout if you're not careful, because I didn't want people to start resenting their job and what they were building without being aware that this could happen. I didn't want to sweep it under the rug and ignore it because I was almost there. But I'll tell you, you can go on vacation and your team is going to run it way better than you ever could, because they'll take your secret sauce and your special sauce and they'll mix their own, and it's just going to be incredible. I do want to give you some time here. So we already talked about your business a little bit at the beginning of the podcast, but and you weren't here for that. So I'm excited for you to hear what we have to say. But I want you to tell everyone what's the name of your business? What makes it special? And why should our listeners come and stay with you?
Oh, okay. I'd love to tell you this.
Yeah.
So my company is Hosted Guest. And I know I named it Hosted Guest because it is all about hosting a guest. And it's all about like taking care of that guest. So that name just kind of came to me. It wasn't something that I really thought about. It just kind of like fell into my lap. My company has been built, as I kind of mentioned in the beginning, on taking care of the guests. That's really, it's boutique. I don't ever want to be huge. I want to be all about taking care of the guest and creating those experiences by putting like little touches in the properties that they discover along the way, not just, you know, black boxing it or something, or, you know, or white boxing it, but putting, you know, not just having it universally presented. It's what can we do that makes this stay unique and makes that guest feel like they want to come back and stay with another one of our properties. And fortunately, I think because we do those little touches, we do get guests who come back and just say, I love your properties. What else do you have available? Here's when I'm coming. And so I get a lot of that. And I think that's at least speaks to me or says to me that we're doing something right. If they're willing to not necessarily go to the property that they know, but they're just willing to take a chance at one of our properties because they know that experience is branded and pretty much, you know, we put our stamp on it. They know the types of linens that they're going to get. They know the experience. They know when they walk in, it's going to be beautifully cleaned. They know it's going to be presented in a wonderful way, and that we're going to take good care of them. And that's really what my brand is all about, is taking care of the guests, making them feel special so that they want to come back and stay with us.
It's a beautiful, beautiful company.
Amy, I want you to share an amazing win that I know you had on a property that was up last year. And you have, I think it's the 4th of July booking that you got.
Oh.
Is that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know the exact number on this one, but
I want you to give the listeners just some motivation that you can year over year, once you understand your pricing and do the work, you can see some really big wins in a very consolidated time frame. So what is that booking, that 4th of July booking from last year to this year?
Yeah, that booking, that was a big one. So that's my Cape property. And actually, I have some good numbers to share on that one too, on that property. But that booking came in and I was just kind of like, And it was mainly because Colleen pushes us to push our pricing and to do, you know, far out pricing. And I always, you know, I thought, okay, maybe it was a long shot. Maybe I could do this. But I used the data that I had in Price Labs to kind of determine what that push could be. And I set it and I got a booking for about $17,000 for 10 days. I think that's what around there. And but I want to share with you kind of what I'm starting to, you know, with regard to that property. Last year's overall revenue was $63,473. I launched in May. We're right now, year to date, $67,000, and we have half the bookings that we had last year. So we're already on the books $67,000, and we're barely into our, we still have twice the number of bookings that we have to come, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So my projection is twice the amount of revenue that we made last year. My projection is $125,000 to finish off.
And so I'm going to be convicted in the fact that it's because you're making decisions with the data, not your instincts.
Right. 100%. I am.
And I hope you're bragging to every property owner in your market about how they have to work. They have to be in your program if they qualify, because you are just, you're so strategic and you've got your eye on the prize. And it's like, I wouldn't trust my house to anyone else.
Well, thank you.
Clean, making money and, you know, providing a safe, special moments for guests. Like, sign me up. This is incredible, Amy. Thank you so much your time. Is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
I just want to say thank you to you both, because, again, you have changed my life. And if you're even thinking about investing in this program, you have to do it. It is such an amazing program. You will get so much out of it. I can't even tell you, there are still documents that I'm going back and revisiting, because there's such a wealth of information you provide. I think I heard some of the other people in our group going, oh my gosh, how do I even take all this in? There's just so much. And, you know, if you take the time to, you know, download it, get it all in the folder where you just want to peruse it, and then just occasionally go back and look at everything that you've got, all the tools. It's just amazing what you offer. And like I said, I've done a lot of these programs before. You just pack it filled with so much just rich content and coaching, and you care about us, which I think makes a big difference too. You care about our success and we feel it. The motivational Mondays get me going. I love it. You know, we get started, the operations, you know, all the little tidbits that you offer. And the pricing, of course, Colleen is just a rock star. So I just can't say enough about this program. Thank you so much for investing in us and creating it to us so that we can grow.
Let's do it.
We receive that compliment. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, we could have all that rich content and all that direction and coaching, but if we didn't have a business owner who was
doing the work,
open to, especially coming to us with experience behind them, but open to coaching and our ideas and ways to shift where your path would take you, that wouldn't be the story. So thank you for showing up, being open, being willing, and doing the work. So
thank you.
It's not an easy job hosting, but oh my gosh, is it rewarding?
It is.
Amazing.
For sure.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
If you're still here with us, here is your nudge. The Priced and Profitable Bootcamp starts Monday, May 4th. 4 live sessions, 2 weeks of support, $49. The link is in the show notes. Join us before we go live on Monday.